KQED.
Daryl Issa, the powerful Republican congressman who represents Orange and San Diego counties, will not run for re-election. This is a seismic change in California's political landscape, and to help understand why, we're joined now by Scott Schaefer, our politics and government chief. Hi, Scott.
Hey, John.
And what do you make of this? Why did this happen?
Well, you know, Daryl Issa was considered the most vulnerable Republican in the House of Representatives in the entire nation. He had been ranked such by the Cook Political Report. He barely won re-election last time in a district that Hillary Clinton also carried. And so he may have just done some polling and talked with Republican operatives who decided, you know what, this is not a winnable seat for you. Let's move aside and see if we can get another Republican who doesn't have the burden of, say, a congressional record and votes cast on behalf of the tax bill and those kinds of things. Maybe they'll have a better chance against a Democrat.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, Daryl Issa had to vote no against the tax bill, which many people thought that would actually hurt him with Republicans who wanted to see him vote for that bill that just passed.
And actually, when he ran for re-election last year, he put out a pamphlet of a picture of him and Barack Obama,
right,
sort of pointing out how bipartisan he was. But, you know, he barely got re-elected.
And that's a really interesting point because, of course, this was the man who was picked to investigate President Obama for the House GOP. He is a retired Army captain, a self-made millionaire. He's also the guy who put his own money into recalling then-Governor Gray Davis. I mean, this is a really high-profile Republican.
It is indeed. He is, in fact, the most wealthiest member of Congress, made a fortune in car alarms before he was an elected official. But, you know, this is the second Republican to step down in 2 days. Ed Royce, also from Orange County, deciding to retire just a couple days ago. And it does sort of, you know, turn this idea of the power of incumbency on its head, John. We have to wonder, for some Republicans in swing districts, is this becoming the burden of incumbency that might be difficult to overcome if, in fact, as it looks like, this is going to be a real tied election?
Scott Schaefer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.